A Soul Center leader is facilitating a discussion on identity. One man says, people are just products of their biology. Another says, no, people are whatever they choose to be. A third says, identity is mainly about social power. A fourth says, I think people are just their trauma until they heal. Each person sees something real. Biology matters. Choice matters. Social power can matter. Trauma can matter. But none of these can carry the full weight of human identity. Roy Clauser helps Christian leaders notice that each claim may be treating one part of creation as ultimate. Biology, choice, power, and trauma are not nothing, but they are not God. Film Ministry Skills helps leaders guide conversations without fear, mockery, or reductionism. The leader might say, each of those answers notices something important, but what happens if we make one of them the whole truth about a person? That question opens discernment. Genesis 1:0-7 gives the Christian starting point. God created man in his own image. In God's image, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Wed. Human beings are created by God. They are embodied. They are male and female. They are image bearers. They are morally responsible. They are relational. They are fallen. They are redeemable in Christ. They are called. They are destined for resurrection hope. A Christian leader can help people notice assumptions by asking, what does this view say a human being is? What does this view say is wrong with us? What does this view say will save us? What does this view treat as final? What part of the person does this view ignore? Do your weird's aspects help the leader keep the conversation whole? Biology points to the biotic aspect. Choice may involve the formative and ethical aspects. Power may involve social, juridical, and economic aspects. Trauma may involve emotional, bodily, lingual, and relational aspects. Faith asks what the person ultimately trusts. Ministry Sciences observes that people's identity stories are shaped by body, relationships, culture, language, harm, habits, and hope. Scripture gives the deeper frame. Our truest identity is received before God and renewed in Christ. The leader's role is not to win a culture war argument. The role is to help people think clearly before God. What helps? Invite people to compare assumptions respectfully. What harms? Reducing Christian truth to a slogan or reducing other people's concerns to stupidity. A film ministry leader can say, let's notice what each view sees, what it misses, and what it treats as ultimate. That is how leaders help people notice their deepest assumptions with truth, humility, and hope.